podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
One of the things about this job that's kind of interesting for us is that we like to tell stories about things that happen to us, things that happen to family members or friends, and sometimes it gets us into trouble. So what we've realized is we not only have to change names, but many times we wait a while to tell a story. And that's the case. We went out on St. Patrick's Day and we met up with a group of people, including somebody that we used to work with a while ago, but we're all friends with this woman. And she was talking about something, and all when we left, Emily, Jeremy, and I, the three of us, were like, we have to talk about this on our show.
Make a note, write it down.
Let's wait about 10 days or so, and then let's talk about it. And I would guess that she has probably solved this problem by now, but it was so interesting that we want to talk about it on the show and see how our listeners would handle it. So let me encapsulate this the best I can. How long would you say because they haven't been dating a year.
No, I think it's like around 8 months.
All right, seven or 8 months.
Yeah.
So she's a really sweet lady. She's been dating this guy for 7 or 8 months. Here's the way I'll frame this for you. She discovered something, I guess you could call it kind of suspicious. She can't say for sure that he's necessarily doing something wrong, like sneaking around on her. But she discovered something really suspicious that's really got her concerned. But the way she discovered it was by snooping through his phone.
Yeah. Oh, girl after my own heart.
Right. That's a total Jeremy move. Yeah. And what we found fascinating about this is she so badly wants to ask him about this, but she can't.
She'll bust herself,
sure. Because the only way she would possibly know about it is if she admitted to him that she was going through his phone.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. While you were in the shower, I was looking
through. I kind of know your password.
Yeah.
It has to do with an old girlfriend of his.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even know it was an old girlfriend. She's never even heard of this person until she snooped, saw something kind of questionable, and did a little, if you will, research on social media.
She Facebook stalked the ex-girlfriend.
To discover that her boyfriend used to date this person.
There's so many levels of crazy.
I love
this story.
So she can't like go to him and say, so when's the last time you saw Rebecca? Because she would never know who Rebecca is.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, we just thought that was interesting. And so that's the question for our listeners this morning. What do you do when you're jealous about something, but you found out by snooping? What's worse?
Well, not that I've ever been in this situation before. However, you do have to weigh out the what is worse, you know, like the suspicion or the fact that you went a little crazy and invaded his privacy, you know? In my case, I totally called myself out. I said, hey, look. I found this, and it did not.
Was it on a phone?
It didn't. No, it was on a computer. He was searching. He was doing some naughty searches on the computer for girls on a social media site, and so I just called him out on it, and it did not.
But the only way that you would know that is if you
I searched the history of the computer because I'm freaking
crazy. But
that's
pretty. That's easy.
That's
to
not
stumble
as bad
upon
because that is a community computer. Yeah. I mean,
tell that to him.
But the two of you use the computer,
right?
So all you got to do,
Just find the website and then search something similar.
So I'm not saying
that'll
it's great,
pop up.
But it's not as bad as getting someone's phone and going through it and seeing what they've done.
Yeah. How do you get around that?
I don't think you can. I told her. I was
so
like,
in other words,
I think
she has
to
sit on it.
Yeah. And then the thing about it is God, you got to pray that he changes the password on his phone, because then once you do it once, once you pop, you can't stop.
It's nonstop.
Yeah. Once you go in there once, now she's going to constantly be looking for Rebecca's name.
If we did a 5-call says it all, and the question was, would you say something to the person because you're very suspicious and jealous about something, or is it worth it to bust yourself for snooping, or would you just let it go?
Okay.
I'll bet 4 out of 5 would say let it go.
Go frozen on it.
Let it go.
I bet 4 out of 5 would say that. Do you want to find out?
Let's do it.
Yes. Come on, crazies. Call us.
Before we get our own votes.
Put your boyfriend's phone down and call us.
303. Here's Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
Well, I've actually been in a situation similar to this before, and I did say something because I'm the kind of person that something like that would just eat at me until I go crazy. So I did say something and it blew up and the relationship ended up ending over it. I kind of think that if the particular comment in question was that bad, then maybe she should be rethinking the relationship in general, and maybe she should say something to him. But she just has to be prepared for the fact
that... Well, what's your vote, though?
Say something. I would say something.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Why were you snooping?
Because I had a funny feeling about his behavior.
Yeah.
Female intuition. Mm,
was it true?
Huh. Probably yes
wasn't.
No, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm glad you called. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Can I ask you fellas a question? So say your girlfriend did, you know, come to you with, hey, look,
well,
I'm
wait a
snooping.
Minute. These people have been holding forever. Hold
okay.
your question.
Okay, it's an important question.
I know, but let me get some of these calls in. Here's Allison. Hello, Allison.
Hello.
So what do you think?
I think she should let it go.
Yeah. Because?
I've done the same thing, and I was actually quite silly after I found out. It caused trust issues, but my husband had suspicious texts on his phone from, I thought, was his girlfriend. It turned out to be his lesbian friend.
Okay.
So, not playing on the same team.
So, your husband's
innocent.
A lesbian?
So.
Stop.
So, you're just saying let it go?
Yeah, because it, eventually, one way or another, it's going to end up working out for either the good or the bad. It will either end or...
I see what you're saying. All right. Without even having to push it, things are going to happen mm-hmm. one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called, Allison. I hope you have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay. Have a good day, too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Chris. Hi.
One call says to say something. Another says to let it go. What camp are you in?
I say ask him, but in a way where he can be honest. Like, ask it in a way, is there anything you need to tell me? Is there anything I need to know about the past?
That's not awkward.
Really?
That's super awkward.
So if he has just kind of got suspicious texts with somebody, if you said, hey, is there anything you need to tell me? He's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm exchanging some really bawdy texts mm-hmm. with this
She's
lady
hot.
In the office.
Well, not the thing, because I can check my significant other's phone without him knowing it, and I don't do it a lot, but every once in a while I will check it out.
Do you feel bad about doing that?
No, because...
You don't feel bad?
I don't, because he's had a past where a lot of stuff has gone down, and I guess that's where it can open up for our relationship more, because I'm like, is there anything I need to know about? Is there anything that...
I know, but if you're in a relationship where you feel like you have to randomly snoop through his phone, is that a good relationship to be in?
I don't know, but it makes me know that, okay, I can pose that question.
How long have you been doing this?
Yeah.
What's that?
How long?
How long have you been in this relationship?
About 3 years now.
And you haven't found anything, right?
No, but I've seen, like, other women that jump, you know, that kind of come in and they're just...
but you've been doing it for 3 years. I mean, you could probably stop now.
I think, bless your heart, Christine. I really appreciate you listening to our show. But at the same time, I want you to rethink this thing that you have to do random checks of your boyfriend without him knowing about it. I think that's disrespectful.
Besides, he probably has a separate phone anyway that he's using.
Exactly.
So,
Christine, have a great day. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate you calling. Here is Trisha. Hi, Trisha. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
We're terrific. So what do you think? We now have two say somethings and one let it go.
Well, here's the problem. If she's a woman, she can't let it go. So I mean, I'm a woman. I can say that. So, but the fact is that she can't let it go. So ultimately, she's going to have some crazy hormonal moment. She's going to freak out and be like, cool boyfriend, what about Rebecca? And it's going to come out. So the dignified thing to do would be, if she cares anything about the relationship, would be to say, you know what? I'm sorry. I had a bad moment. I looked through your phone. I know you feel bad about it. I feel bad about it. But here's what I found. Can we just talk about it and explain it? And then there's no game playing. She's not setting herself up to be snooping through the phone and getting busted or, you know, causing more problems in the relationship.
Yeah.
She really needs to step up, get
just
dignified.
Own up to the fact that she was
own
a
up
Snoop.
To the fact. Yep, yep absolutely.
And if there's nothing going on, what's the guy got to worry about? He'll just explain it and they can move on.
I think that's actually a pretty wise answer, Tricia.
Well, I do try to take all my wise advice myself. And
yeah.
yeah.
You're delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Have a good one.
Appreciate you calling. All right, so it's already kind of been decided, but let's get Evan's take on this. Hello, Evan.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm well. I'd love to hear what a guy says about this. What do you got? Yeah.
Okay, so I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been on the cheating side and on the faithful side. So on the faithful side, I feel like it is disrespectful when you're trying to be honest and stuff. I mean, I'm ex-military too, so we deployed a lot. And I think that if a girl is going to be snooping around, she doesn't have a trust for that boyfriend, then that's already a big issue. But on the cheating side, if a dude is dumb enough to leave his messages open and get caught up, that means he just doesn't care about their relationship anyway.
Yeah, cover your tracks, man.
Exactly. Delete every message.
Okay. Wait a
problem
second.
Solved. Evan, I want to say,
you the man.
Thank you for your service to our country, and thanks for making us laugh.
All right. Have a good one.
You, bye.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.